This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned
type into one. G'day, I'm Dr. Carl. Now, what sounds do you hear when you wander through a forest? You might hear the wind whistling through the leaves, or birds chirping up in the branches. While the trees themselves, well, they stand solitary and silent. But in reality, when it comes to trees, the opposite is true. Trees talk to each other, they share resources, and even look after their smaller offspring. It's only recently been discovered just how closely the lives of trees are intertwined. It turns out that trees, like us, need to be connected. And they're very social. And they do so via their very own wood wide web. But trees don't use words or emojis to talk to each other. No, instead, they communicate by sending chemicals floating through the air and filtering through the soil. But these aren't their only pathways. In fact, most of their connections are carried via an organic version of our World Wide Web. It's an underground network of fine threads. But these threads don't come from the tree. No, they belong to a completely different group of organisms, fungi. For a long time, we've known that fungi and trees often have a mutually beneficial symbiotic relationship. Fungi brings in water and nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen to nearby trees. And in return, the tree gives carbohydrates to the fungi. For the majority of people, mushrooms are probably the most recognisable fungi. But there are millions of other species of fungi in all sorts of colours and shapes and sizes. The fungi that make up the wood wide web are in the form of thin threads called mycelium. These threads do a very similar job to the metal and glass threads that make up our internet. Twisting through the soil, they create a hidden mesh that links the roots of different plants. Biologists do, of course, have a more scientific name for it. They call it the common mycorrhizal network. One of these biologists is Professor Suzanne Simard from the University of British Columbia, who back in 2007 showed that different species of trees use this underground network of fungi to help each other out. Professor Simard looked at two species of tree, the Douglas fir and the paper birch. If a small fir was growing in the shade of a bigger birch and not getting enough sunlight, then the birch tree would send some of its own nutrients to the smaller tree via the underground fungi network. But it's not a one-way transfer. No, the trees are constantly shifting carbohydrates back and forth, depending on who needs what and when. So in winter, when the birch has lost its leaves and cannot photosynthesize, the fir, which is an evergreen, might send a carbohydrate care package its way. Simard showed that the transfer of essential supplies could happen from one species to another and also within a single species. She found that the bigger, older trees would look after and nurture their younger, smaller counterparts all the way from sprout to tree. Professor Simard said, and I quote, "These plants are not really individuals competing for survival of the fittest. They are trying to help each other survive," unquote. And it's not just about food. If one tree is being attacked by insects, it will send out a warning signal to its neighbours. And once alerted to the threat, the other trees start manufacturing and releasing chemicals to fight off those insects, even though they have not yet been attacked. These warning chemicals can travel through the air or soil, but coolest of all, through the underground fungi network. It has been recently discovered that about 90% of land plants use these thin threads of fungi in the soil to connect with each other. A forest of individual trees turns into a single organism by sending and receiving signals through the wood wide web. If only us humans could branch out like that, in our own social networks. So next time you're strolling through the forest, remember that there's a whole lot of whispering going on beneath your feet. And who knows what the trees could be saying about you on the Wood Wide Web.